You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Aren't you kind of done with the whole Dome Biden saga thing? I don't know about you. I'm kind of done with it. I think it's email roundup time. It's what it feels. It feels like an email roundup. It feels like an hour that's made for that. If you'd like to send me one of those, Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But let's dig into what you want to talk about. Oracle, how come there hasn't been the usual ban or gun ban nonsense from the left? And well, you must have missed Dome today. She got up. Actually, I don't have the audio. I probably could grab it for you. But she got up today and came out talking about gun registrations and gun bans and everything else. They're never far away from that. One of the congressmen yesterday, when he was interviewing that Kim Cheadle of the Secret Service, he tried to use it as a push for more gun control. Remember, always remember, for Democrat politicians, for the elite communist scum, they may or may not believe what I'm about to say, but real, true street communists, for them, getting your guns is the final victory. They dream about it. They pray for it. This was Dome today.
We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
Set her aside. She believes in nothing. We already talked about that. For the real believing communists, though, there's nothing they hate more about America than the fact that our citizens have guns. They can't stand it because all communism is based on destruction and domination. They can't stand that you are armed. It is something that occupies these people's minds at all times because you being armed prevents them from hurting you the way they want. They really do. They just want to hurt you. They want the freedom, I should say, to hurt you if you don't comply. They'll be talking about guns. Now, they're in an interesting situation, Democrats are now, in that they've already, very clearly, they've already nominated Harris. Not officially yet, but you see it. I see it. You're not blind. They've nominated Harris, but she didn't run in a primary. Because stay with me. This is a pickle that they're in. She didn't run in a primary. Joe Biden ran in a primary. Harris, she's not officially the nominee yet. And while all the powers that be are lined up behind her, Clyburn, Clinton, the Black Caucus, that they've all lined up behind her, she hasn't earned it. And you have a lot of the dirty street communist groups like Black Lives Matter. They're already angry that it looks like it's just being handed to her. So she should be, remember, we are 3 months in change. We are 3 months away from election day, from the general election. That's how late we are in this game. Election day is going to be here in 5 minutes. That's what it's going to seem like. She needs to be running the general election campaign of general election campaigns. I don't know that she could pull one off that would help her defeat Trump at this point in time, but that's what she needs to be doing. But she also has to kind of talk to the primary voter. She has to try to sell herself to the rabid commie America-hating base of the Democrat Party. So like today, that little clip that Chris just played about the gun laws and gun confiscation, any Democrat will tell you, especially Democrats in purple states, they'll tell you there's no bigger loser, election loser for Democrats than gun grabbing. It works in New York. You can campaign like that in California. If you're in a state that's even kind of purple and you're in a general election, you don't grab guns. You don't. It does not play well in America. Max Baucus, he was a senator from my home state, Montana, for ages, a Democrat senator and a world-class turd. And there was one issue that he would never be too far left on, and it was guns. And one time he did it, I only vaguely remember the details because I was a kid. One time he made some gun-grabbing move, and it almost cost him the seat like that immediately. If you're in a purple state, you don't do what she just did today. She has to run a general election campaign every minute of every day, but still try to convince the rabid commie base that she's with them. No. I'm in a general election campaign, but yeah, we'll confiscate their guns so you can murder all the people you hate. She kind of has to do that to her commie base. It's something. Dear Pink Flower, I'm about a year behind you in age. Since turning 40, I found that the ear and nose hair trimmer my wife got me as a gag gift years ago has come to be very useful. You know, let me just say, I'm going to pause. I'll read the rest of this email in a moment. Don't laugh, Chris. Don't laugh. The wife did something the other day that was pretty hurtful. So I have had this thing. I've had it for the longest time, and I'm going to pass this along to you for you to use in your own life if you're a terrible person. Whenever you have to buy a card for somebody, you know, you got to go out, buy a Hallmark card or something like that for somebody. I have always found it hilarious to buy a sympathy card. One of the generic sympathy cards. It doesn't matter what the occasion is. If it's a wedding card, you buy a sympathy card. You know, thinking of you in this dark time. And if it's a graduation, you buy a sympathy card. If it's a birthday, no matter how old, you buy a sympathy card. It almost always, I should stress, almost, it almost always gets a laugh out of people. We always get calls after we do it at weddings. My wife is mortified by this practice, I should note. She's mortified that I would do this. But we always get calls and texts afterwards saying, oh, we had 200 cards. Yours was the one that had us in stitches because it stands out. It's funny, right? It's funny. Well, this formerly nice woman, Aubrey, I just had my 43rd birthday. She not only got me a sympathy card. In fact, I think I still have. Hang on, let me. I know this is unprofessional. Oh, I do. I still have it right here. The front of the card says "with sympathy," and then when I opened up the card, the inside of it is "to let you know the thoughts and prayers are with you in your time of sorrow." That was my birthday card, and then she wrote on it, "Sorry about your hair too. Love, up." That's the kind of cruelty I deal with. I know you know how nice I am and kind and thinking of others, but this is the kind of cruelty. What, Chris? What did you have to say? What? You thought she was giving me an ear and nose trimmer? No. She thinks it's much more hilarious to look over and say, are you going to pluck that? She thinks it's funny. Anyway, back to this email. Jesse, this morning, my very gruff Vietnam vet barber shoved my head into the back of the barber chair and spent a few minutes on my eyebrows like I was in some salon the teeny boppers would frequent. What other fun surprises do I have in store a year from now? Okay, well, I'll give you. For one, let me tell you, I sympathize with the eyebrow thing. A year or two ago, maybe, I don't remember how long, but it wasn't long ago. It's a lady who cuts my hair. I have this local barber shop. She does a great job. She cuts my hair. Now she buzzes it down, but she does a great job. About a year ago, she just drops this on me out of nowhere. All right, so hey, you want me to finally tackle those eyebrows? I'm all, excuse me? Tackle my eyebrows? And I just asked her, I said, what's wrong with my eyebrows? And she gave me that, you know how women do this when they're being genuine, they're really being genuine and kind, but because you can see right through it, it's actually the meanest thing in the world. Have you ever gone through this with a woman or ladies? Have you ever done this to a man or somebody? She gave me the, yeah, I know, I've been noticing it for a while. And I said, excuse me? How long's a while? And what exactly are you noticing? And this is when she does, again, she thought she was being kind. She said, well, let me show you. And she pulls out one of the handheld mirrors and holds it right up to my face. And she said, do you see these hairs that aren't going the same way that all the other hairs are going and they're sticking out? Do you see those now? And obviously I can see, I'm not blind. She said, do you see those? Those have been there for a while and I've been wanting to trim them. It's just, it got bad enough. I wanted to say something now for you. Like, she tried to sell it to me as nicely as she possibly could. It cut like a knife. I will tell you, you want to learn something else you're going to look forward to, pal? And I'll give this for you. Then we're going to get on to more anti-communism and illegal immigration and other things. I told you I went to the movie with the wife and kids the other day. That's when the Joe Biden news dropped that he was dropping out. I told you this last night. I now am in trouble if I go to the movies and I forget my glasses. If I happen to forget my glasses at the house, it pretty much ruins the movie. The movie is quite blurry. You may be mocking me right now. You may be pointing at the radio. Ah, ha, ha, he's so old. And you know what? That's fine. I used to do the same thing to my dad all the time. I'm just here to tell you that day's coming for you one day. It's coming. Yes, it is, Chris. I can't wait till it happens to Chris. Gosh, we're just going to celebrate all night the first time these things start happening to Chris. When the hair starts growing out of your ears, when it starts growing out of the end of your nose, Chris, when the eyes start going, yes, Chris, out of the tip, man, it happens every now and then. You'll wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you go, oh, geez, what the? It happens. I'm telling you. All right, we should talk about illegal immigration, shouldn't we?
You know, freedom is not free.
And that's why. That's totally the wrong button. I meant to hit this
Buenas
one.
Buenas tardes.
But either way, illegal immigration talk next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one absolutely killed me. Joe Biden says he's not going anywhere. He'll be out there helping out.
By the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save is democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation.
Joe sounds like he's feeling great. Hey, Jesse, the solution is simple for illegal immigration. Zero benefits, never a Social Security number, no school enrollment, no SNAP, no Section 8, no nothing ever. Well, that's the problem with this email is that's true. But what we're lacking is the will. We live in a country, I remember this like it was yesterday. You remember I ran for Congress in Arizona, and you're always going all over the state campaigning. And I was down in the Tucson area. That's where I was running for Congress. But Phoenix is the major city in Arizona. It's where so much of the political power and political money comes from. You're always doing events in Phoenix if you're running for Congress anywhere in Arizona. I had to go up to Phoenix. The state Republican Party was having some big candidate forum meet and greet event. And I was still basic in my knowledge of how completely broken our laws and our government system is. We were in this event, not a huge event, 50, 75 people, something like that. We're in this event and I'm speaking. And this group of people, I don't remember their exact amount, 3 to 5, not a big group of people, but this group of people came in shouting, carrying signs, and they were illegals. They were illegals protesting the election of any border hawk Republican like I was, and they came storming into the headquarters. There were law enforcement, cops and sheriffs posted inside of the headquarters and outside of the headquarters. And they just came in. And I remember I was on the microphone, actually. I turned and said, why are all these people not arrested immediately? It was not long ago. There was a huge protest in New York City of illegals. And I don't remember how many, so I don't want to put a number on it. But there were a lot more than 5 or 6. It was legions of them. Filled up the streets, illegals marching down the street. And I realize we are a million miles away from anything that's normal or appropriate or good in this country. Do you get, even if you're one of the middle of the road types listening to me right now, do you understand how insane that is that you can illegally enter the United States of America? And while you're here, you can receive Social Security, housing, free education, free medical care, and you can protest in the middle of the street without fear of arrest and deportation. Traditionally, historically, if you are in a country illegally, whether you overstayed your welcome or whether you came in illegally, you would live in perpetual fear of any kind of contact with law enforcement, because you naturally assumed and correctly assumed that if they found you and found out you weren't a citizen, you would be immediately arrested for the crime you have already committed and deported. Here in the United States of America, they go on television and brag about it. They'll do it in front of City Hall. Do you understand how insane that is? And you're right. It would be simple, but this is one of the things that I've been blackpilling about. This is one of the things I've been cynical about, is this concept of mass deportation. We, even most of the right, we're not ready for the fact women will have to be arrested. Do you understand that? It's not all going to be MS-13 guys with tattoos on their foreheads. Children will have to be detained and deported with their parents. Are you ready for the tears, the cries? Ah, this is Lupe and her 17 kids. Look how sad Pepe is. Oh my gosh. We're not ready. And then you'll get, and that's not what this guy is saying, so I'm not insulting his email, but then you'll get people who say things, we don't even have to deport them all, Jesse. Just cut off their benefits. As if that's something that can just be done from the White House. It's not even something that can be done from the White House and from Congress necessarily. The individual states where the White House has no jurisdiction at all, individual states and individual cities within these states, they have their own rules. So there's no just, well, we just need to blank, fill in the blank. That's not how it works at all. Because you're right, conceptually, cut off all the benefits and they'll be gone, period. End of story. That's it. They used to do it. We did it before with I-9 verification. They actually enforced that. And there used to be lines of people heading south. Imagine that. Imagine living in a country like that. Everyone just kind of packed up their stuff. Well, crap, can't work. No money, no benefits. We're going home. And they pack up and leave. So you're right. It could happen if the political will was there. The GOP doesn't have the will, and the dirty communists don't have any intention of it, because this is part of their plan to burn the country down. And I didn't mean to be super cynic there. I just want to temper everyone's expectations. I realize mass deportation, it's the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do. It's the only way to save the country. And I have no doubt that there are some good people who intend to do that if Trump wins the election. If you believe we're going to mass deport 5 million people, even 1 million people after the election, please call into the show. I have a beautiful bridge in San Francisco, and it is on sale right now. I would love to sell it to you, okay? Also, I'd love for you to get some chalk, only that's real. The bridge I don't have, but natural herbal supplements are real. And their benefits are even more real than that. And I don't want you to take my word for it. In fact, I want you to promise me something. When you get something from chalk, whatever it is, male vitality stack or a female vitality stack or chocolate powder, whatever you get, I want you to promise me that after 90 days, if you've taken it every day for 90 days, if you don't feel markedly better, not a little better, markedly better, I want you to stop. I want you to call Chalk and cancel your subscription because I don't want you to get anything that doesn't work for you. But the stuff is amazing, man. Amazing. I have email after email, testimonial after testimonial. It changes your freaking life when you start feeling better with more energy and your mind works better. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them or text them, 50CHOK3000. They'll talk to you. They'll help you out. Just tell them I sent you. All right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can download a podcast of the show if you miss a single second or if they cut off some of it in your area. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review and a little comment talking about how handsome I am. It's what, Chris? It's so simple.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Can we talk for a moment before I get back to emails about how powerful Nancy Pelosi is? Think about this. As we get more and more information about the palace coup they ran on Joe Biden, what we're finding out is Nancy Pelosi, she certainly wasn't the only one. Chuck Schumer went there. A lot of people have threatened him. A lot of people did things. But Nancy Pelosi appears to be the one who pretty much ordered Joe Biden to step down. Nancy Pelosi isn't Speaker of the House anymore. She's not even officially the highest ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives anymore. That's Hakeem Jeffries. Joe Biden is the President of the United States of America. And Queen Bee went strolling right into the Oval Office and told him, Joe, one way or the other, you're leaving. You decide. Remember that quote? Remember that quote from yesterday? She said, hey, we could do this the easy way or the hard way. We gave you 3 weeks. The easy way time is over. Now it's about to be the hard way. Nancy Pelosi threatened the president out of the White House. I know, Chris, it's kind of awesome. I mean, it's horrific. But see, this is the problem. I always get in trouble because I love Nancy Pelosi. I know that she's the worst human being on the planet. I know. Man, I would give anything for fighters like that on our team. What would you give for even one Republican who's that cunning and ruthless? Ruthless. They don't even bother talking tough, Chris. Even when the Republicans are being angry with the press, they'll say something along the lines of, you know, that's a very biased question. Or, that's not a very fair question. Pelosi's the one who understands. You treat these people like filth. Remember the last one? The audio is bad, or I'd have you pull it up. The audio wasn't very good, but some reporter is asking Nancy Pelosi questions about, hey, did you tell Joe Biden to step down? Are you going to tell him to step down? And Pelosi said, she essentially told the reporter, I'm not going to be talking about this right now. I'm going to try to keep this private. And Nancy, the reporter keeps going and going and going. And Nancy finally stops and looks at her and just says, this is verbatim. She says, am I speaking English to you? Nancy's not doing the Republican. This isn't fair. This is biased. Nancy just look at you in your face and call you a freaking idiot, and she'll call on someone else. Gosh, I love her. It's so
this
simple.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Jesse, what headphones do you use? You say they don't go in your ear. I need something so I can still hear the world and be safe when I walk. Ladies, especially you, fellas, you too, but ladies, especially you, get those stupid freaking earphones off of your ear when you're out in public, and take the earbuds that stick in your ear. Get those freaking things out too. And I know, like I said, I know it's nice to walk outdoors, jog outdoors. I get it. Ladies, there are predators all over the freaking place. Get yourself some earphones that rest on your ear. Mine are, these are not fancy or nice or anything. I think they were $99. What are these called? These are Aftershocks is the brand, but they're not the only one who does this. That there are others. They're called Bone Conduction. It sounds really freaking fancy. There's nothing that goes in my ear. If you're watching on the simulcast right now, you can see I hate having things in or on my ears. It's always bothered me. They are on the outside of my ear, and they kind of press down, not hard, on the very front of your ear where that little nipple thing is. What do you call that thing, Chris? Whatever. That little nipple thing in the front of your ear, they kind of press down in front of that. So I can hear anything I play. If I want to play lovely sounds, I can hear them clear as day. So I don't know how they do it, but I can also hear around me. If Chris is talking to me, then I regret it. But if it's not Chris, then I can hear when people are talking to me. You can hear if someone's running up on you. Ladies, be safe, be safe, be safe, please, when you're out working out, enjoying outdoor activities. And that includes the public areas that you like. I'm talking about public parks. Oh, but it's a path. No, Jesse, we're here in Idaho. No, this doesn't happen down in Mississippi. Predators, they stalk their prey. Go look up all the stories of the women who've been attacked when they're out jogging, when they're out walking. I'm not telling you to stop exercising. I'm not trying to be Mr. Fun Sucker. Please get the friggin' headphones off of your ears. There are very, very bad people about. And if you'd like one last little bit of information that's going to make you cringe, sorry, I am what I am. I have to tell you, Every single state has a sex offender registry. Every single state does. You go to an internet search right now for your area code and sex offender registry in your state. Go to, if you're from, well, I mentioned Mississippi. Go look up Mississippi sex offender registry. There'll be a website. Put in your area code. And here's what you might be doing right now. Look, if you're in New York, shout out to UWOR. If you're in New York, you already know you're surrounded by dirt balls. It's a big city. There's millions of people. But people in rural areas, they'll dismiss what I just said. Nah, Jesse, not out here. We're in West Texas. Jesse, you don't know. We're in New Mexico. No, no, no. You put in your area code and look who lives around you. You'll be mortified. I do this everywhere I go. Whether I'm rural, city, out of curiosity, when I'm moving a place or visiting, I'll do it where I go. I have never once looked that thing up without several hits on it. And oftentimes, I don't know if this is universal, you can read about their crimes of the people who live close to you. Now think about that the next time you put on that cute looking little jog bra, ladies, and your little shorty shorts because it's hot, and then throw the stupid noise canceling headphones over your ears. Yeah, I can't stand that. Dear Jesse, Republicans in the House will be holding hearings, so on and so forth. The FBI, active investigation. What can be done to penetrate the no comment on an active investigation scam? Here's the truth. Unless the GOP is willing, unless the House GOP is willing to defund or in the very least cut funding to these agencies, then we will never ever overcome the can't comment on an ongoing investigation thing. Doesn't matter how many hearings they have. Doesn't matter how many, you know, fire lines they drop on them.
In my opinion, according to some of the testimony today, I feel that you have perjured yourself in some instances. And so I'm going to ask for a full review of the transcripts by staff. And if you find that to be the case, I do ask that you bring perjury charges against the director. I will say this, it is very frustrating, and I've talked to my colleagues and we've said it to your face, that you have been up here basically stonewalling our ability to get the answers to the American people. And what I will also say is that every single member of Congress does not feel safe with you in charge. You have heard that, and I think that we are all sitting ducks with you in directing the Secret Service currently. But more importantly, it sends a message to our adversaries that we are not protected, and we are one of the strongest countries in the world, so you have essentially made us a less safe country because of it. As a result of that, I'm asking you to formally step down. I share my same opinions as my Democrat colleagues.
Okay. Well, look, that's a great speech. And that's Anna Paulina Luna is her name. I'm actually been very, very impressed with her, especially as a young member of Congress. So this is no insult towards her. That's a great speech. It all sounds good. And Kim Cheadle resigned. But unless the GOP is willing to actually cut funding, none of this actually matters. And the GOP has signaled to the communists time and time and time again, they won't cut a dime. So all this really is for show. It's really just for show. Unless you're willing to cut the FBI's funding, you can interrogate Christopher Wray every other day. Doesn't really matter. All right, we have one segment left. We're going to get to that. Before we get to that, I want to get to your pain. Not your emotional pain, like the kind of pain I go through working with Chris. I want to talk about your physical pain, the daily pain, the pain that sucks your freaking life away. That's what pain does, daily pain. I remember when I had that, you remember when I had that stress fracture on my foot? It was soul sucking every single step you took. That's what it's like to live with daily pain, your neck, your back, your muscles. Start taking Relief Factor. At least try Relief Factor. It's natural. It's drug-free. It was developed by doctors. It probably won't even take 3 weeks, but after 3 weeks, you will know. You take it every single day, and it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, final segment on a Tuesday. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Sir Jesse, it seems like every time I hear people talk about Trump, they say President Trump, not former or future. My question is, do you think we could be getting ahead of ourselves? Well, for one, it's very common to refer to former presidents as president. It's still Mr. President. It would be. But are we getting ahead of ourselves? You bet we are. You bet we are. I have been hesitant to pile on this because it is good to just feel good and celebrate every now and then. We are still dealing with the attempted assassination of the Republican nominee. They tried to kill Trump. He lived. It's good to be happy about that. Even if you're one of these people who hates him, you should be very happy about that. Oh my goodness, that would have put us in just an even worse place than we are. And then we just had the convention. Conventions are always a big come together, heal, and celebrate thing. That's what they always are. And I was nervous that the Trump faction and the DeSantis faction, because there's so much bad blood still there, I was worried that wouldn't happen. But that all happened. DeSantis got invited to speak. That wouldn't happen without Trump's request, without Trump's permission anyway. DeSantis spoke and Trump spoke. And it was good. And it's good to feel good after a convention. And it's good to feel good about the poll numbers. Look, the polls keep coming out. And Harris does worse than friggin' Biden. And it's good to feel good about that for a little bit. Remember, 3 months is a long time. Dome has a lot of money. Money she is going to unload. She has a campaign infrastructure already in place because she's using Joe Biden's campaign infrastructure, which he handed to her. No matter what you or I think about Dome and her lack of ability when it comes to personal skills and really anything, no matter what we happen to think about Dome, there is a big boy juggernaut, super professional Democrat communist machine campaign that's going to be campaigning on her behalf. And we haven't even gotten to the ballot box issues, the ballot chasing issues, because the states that we really have to win, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, have actually loosened a lot of their voter laws and rules since the last election. And who knows what they're going to pull there? It's way too early to celebrate anything at all. It's fine to feel good. It's good that you feel good. And let's set all this aside. I haven't lost focus on what really matters. Remember, if Trump loses in November, but we win every single school board race in the country, that would be a huge win for us and a huge loss for them. The future of the country is local, community, neighborhood, community, town, state, neighborhood, community, town, state. That is the future of our country. That is the future that will determine, in large part, the standard of living for yourself, your children. Do you have a support system in place? The future is community. We have local elections to win. Don't sit at home looking at the poll numbers. Woo, Trump's up 10. We're good to go, baby. And think that you can sit it out. I promise you one thing. The communist isn't sitting out a thing. Does this woman seem like she's interested in sitting out the coming school board elections?
We the people united, mobilized, and voted down this existential threat to democracy and freedom, that we continued the march for progress, that we laid the foundation for a better future, and that we sought to create a more perfect union. Progress is possible. Keep marching.
You think the communist is going to look at the poll numbers and say, man, I guess I'm going to skip that city council election this November. After all, Kamala Harris doesn't look like she's going to win. The communist will be at the polls every election. Make sure you are as well.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
GOP senator becomes the first member of Congress to demand Kamala and the cabinet invoke the 25th Amendment. That's Eric Schmidt from Missouri. And that's a no-brainer at this point in time. Joe Biden is very clearly not a functional adult. We will be carrying, as I said, we'll be carrying his live address to the nation tomorrow night. We'll carry it here on the show in its entirety. But we can't have this. We can't have him running the country. Scoop, Senate GOP plots new attacks on Kamala Harris. I love how this is a scoop. No way. You mean the GOP? They're going to attack the Democrats and the Democrats nominee in an election year? Whoa. Breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
NGO responds to allegations it subjected children to repeated sexual abuse. This is another one of those nonprofits that exists on your taxpayer dollars. Southwest Key Programs is the name of the place. Just, again, I want you to know, if you're an immigration squish, you're a barbarian. People think I'm a barbarian. I'm the nice one. Biden cancels nearly a dozen trips after ending the presidential campaign. Oh, he's so checked out. And I don't blame him at all. And I can't stand this man. If I got forced out of running for re-election, I wouldn't show up at a single fundraiser. You'd never see me again. In fact, they'd catch me naked on the White House lawn just eating ice cream. I'd just be out there just naked. What are they going to do? Run him out of the White House at this point in time? Exclusive. President Biden suffered an undisclosed medical emergency during his time in Las Vegas. This is from my buddy Jordan Schachtel at The Dossier. There's a lot of interesting scoop around this. We may dig into that a little bit tomorrow, but you're going to have to wait until then, all right? That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.